Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the people.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
One of the top five greatest songs of all time right here.
You better believe it.
Straight up 8:30 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Listen to this riff.
I love a mindless rock and roll song. We got a big weekend planned. Starts tomorrow at 6 a.m. as we kick off the house party birthday edition.
Woo!
I turned 50 years old this week.
Oh, you're so old. Gross.
Unbelievable. Gross. Carmen still digs me. It's cool.
It's so hot.
Oh, come on now. Now you're just feeding into it.
Yeah, you're a boss.
John's a boss. She said it's everyone.
Oh, okay.
You're
anyway, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., everybody here in the studio, which means Carmen's here, she'll have to shower.
Yeah.
Super Agent Tony Burton will be in town.
Carmen said, she goes, you're my boss, and she pointed to something.
Oh, yeah.
The boss of my... and then we leave here to head on over to the Postcard Inn, where we will begin the birthday weekend party celebration there. Had a great... I don't want to say it on the air. I'll give him the plugs next week if he's listening. Had a great email from a gentleman. He said, I have something that I think would be cool for the party. What do you think? And I talked to him yesterday, and we're doing it at the party. I'll tell you guys after we get off the air.
By the way, I just want to make sure, because nobody responded. Everybody received their headlines for 6 at 9 p.m., right?
No.
Everybody got that? I checked. It went through.
I must have went to my spam.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
So we leave here. We head on over to the Postcard Inn. We'll probably get acclimated, get in our rooms, take a little snappy nap. Then people start arriving. The welcoming party starts at 4 o'clock. And then the luau, we'll be over there for the luau. Everyone is invited in the luau, whether you're listening to the show, whether you're staying at the hotel, whether you're across the street, down the block, everybody is invited. If you would choose to eat at the luau, they have a pig roast going on. You'll have to buy your own food if you're not staying at the hotel. All right? Fair enough for everybody? Everyone invited. If you want to eat, you got to buy your own food, as it is in every restaurant. But if you're staying at the hotel, that was part of your package. So we'll eat at the pig roast. We'll have a good time there. And at 9 o'clock, we will take the stage, and we will do 6 at 9 p.m. 6 at 9, our most uncomfortable thing that we do on the show in front of a live audience. And we will do it. We will die on stage in front of you. That is happening at 9 o'clock. We are bringing acoustic instruments, so we may have a little bit of an acoustic jam outside, depending on if we could still see straight, see how the weather is and all that stuff. Then Saturday morning, we will sleep in. We will get up. We will have a little brunch. And then we will head on out to the volleyball court, and we will have a volleyball tournament. We will play cornhole. They had nice Buccaneers, Mike Calta Show cornhole boards made up, which they came out very cool. And we will basically hang out at the beach all day and do some drinking of the Bud Lights and what was the flavor? It was strawberry, Carmen, wasn't it?
Strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry lemonade, natty vodka. We'll be doing that tomorrow. And Saturday. And then, of course, Saturday night, Pitbull Toddler will take the stage at 8 o'clock. We will play till 10 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, we will jump in the pool. And that's how I think we're going to ride the night away. And then Sunday morning, we get up. And the Vive IV people will be there to shoot us full of fluids.
Yeah.
And then we will head over to the Mike Calta Show Bud Light pregame tailgate party happening on Himes, with food brought to you by Grill and Provisions. And we'll have a big sound system, and we'll have the TVs out there so we can watch the games. It's going to be a great time. And it is free, and you must win tickets to enter. And we will have them to give away. I'll even have them at the party this weekend.
Nice. Like
that. So,
hey, real quick, I want to ask Spanish. Spanish, are you getting some good DMs on your Twitter for Under Oath or no?
I have some good ones, and then just a bunch of like stuff I know I can't ask.
Ask away.
Because Eric is saying that Spanish is an idiot, and his DMs are not open. I'm not saying that you are Spanish. This is what Eric's saying. You may have him blocked or something, or
no. I have a under oath question from Eric, so he's just a piece of trash, and I'm gonna have to take him out.
There's a couple of Erics that are pain in the asses on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make you a bad person, but you get to be a pain in the ass sometimes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I've wasted enough time. Let's do it.
Well, we're going to have to go to court.
Court?
No.
Your Honor.
No, I'm not going to go to court.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All rise.
The Mike Calta Show.
Just Mike Calta.
Under oath.
Yeah, this is a special Mike Calta edition for me because it is my birthday, and this is quite uncomfortable at times. And I figured I'll take all the heat for this one. We do have a couple of lines open, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. And, of course, you can hit up Spanish and Galvin or Gio on social media or Carmen, and we'll be able to go that way. All right, who wants to start? You want to go? Should I go to the phones? You got questions?
I have one, good? If you would all like right, for yeah, me to start ahead. Out. Question for Mike. Did anything happen to Monica when she said Mike got where he is because he's a white man?
No, I mean, no. I mean, like, did something happen? Like, did somebody yell at her or did she get in trouble or anything?
I think
like
that's
that?
What they're asking, yeah.
No. I mean, look.
Yeah, they talked about it on air. Like, yeah. Roger and JP brought it up to her.
Yeah.
But
I think that is an ignorant thing to say. And, I, you know, whatever. But it didn't change any of my feelings against Monica or anything like that. I still like Monica, and I just think it was a dumb thing to say. But it's her feeling. If she's a woman and she's a not white woman, she may feel that way. So what can mm-hmm. I do? Mm-hmm. No, nothing happened, and nothing should happen. In this forum, you're allowed to say stuff like that. And you're allowed to say it, and then the next day you go, yeah, no, that was stupid. I don't know what I was saying. Not that she's saying that, but I'm just saying you're allowed to say things off the top of your head.
So, right.
No.
All right. There you go.
I have one from my DMs, and this is not from Eric, so here you go, Mike. Who would you kick out of Pipple Toddler, not yourself, and who would you replace them with? And it could be anyone, but not a famous person.
I would kick out John Brennan, and I would replace him with either Ronnie D's son or Dave Erasmo. Who have filled in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Not because I don't love John Brennan, but because I feel eventually he's going to be like, I'm too busy to do your stupid band anymore.
Feels like you don't love him also.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
Seems like a weak link.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, he's definitely not a weak link. I'm the weak link.
He's a pretty good boss.
We've established that.
I have one from an employee here at 102.5
The Bone. Can you tell me who the employee is?
They want to stay anonymous.
Oh. Mo.
They wish to stay anonymous.
The only one that texts you is Mo.
It says...
We read it in their voice?
No, they want to stay anonymous.
Okay.
Did you not tell Carl Remy at Sidesplitters that though you give Mo a lot of crap about his film, you're very proud of him and the accomplishments he's made?
Man, who could that be from? Yes, I did say that to Carl Remy on Saturday night. There you go.
Tell Johnny B to stop texting you his questions.
Don't forget, you guys could ask questions among each other as well.
Here is a good one from Twitter from Mike. He says, when Mike was Spanish's age or job title, would he have been someone's trash boy?
Yes. I mean, I was. When I worked for Bubba, but, there would be times. I mean, I wasn't 32. How
right,
old are
you?
You
had your own
37.
Show here. You had your own show here.
Here's the thing.
How old are you, Spanish?
I am 42.
No really,
for real. How old are you?
34.
34.
Wow. So look, when I worked for Bubba, there would be times where he would be busy and his truck would be a mess, and he'd be like, "Can you clean out my truck?" And yeah, that's crappy work, but also, I'm not doing anything right now, and it's part of making his life easier. You know what I'm saying? So I don't consider Spanish a trash boy at all until I
mean,
trash.
We got costumes. We
you
made
don't have
something
costumes.
Out of it.
There's yeah.
Oh,
some
right.
Of match face
somebody else.
Like,
the worst. Identities.
We know who it
the
is.
The worst part about this all is my
day.
Spoiled son who happens to be here in the room with us right now. He, I've said to him, can you bring in the garbage cans? And he has said to me, seriously, can't trash face and recycle and do it? That's the
isn't he
part.
Late for school? What's going
he,
on?
He has to go to the doctor this morning. So
how
he's,
dare you. By the way, follow up on that from Mike. He says, do you think Gio would do it?
No. I do think if I said, Gio, can you help me out with something? Gio would do it. But do I think he's going to be like, I shall retrieve your trash? No.
As an assigned duty? But no.
But also, it's not an assigned duty. It's not like if you didn't do it, you were going to get fired. But I wouldn't try it.
But it's not like it's an assigned duty that you would get yelled at the next day if you didn't take it out.
Yeah.
Or this morning when I said, let's go. It's garbage day. Yeah.
If you said, hey, give me a hand with this, I would, of course, help.
And for the record, Gio has helped us throw out the trash numerous times.
If I was at Whore Island and Joe was throwing the garbage, I would pick up a bag of garbage and help.
Of course you would, because you're not a piece of trash.
Right.
I would not do that.
Yeah. I know you wouldn't.
You
wouldn't even help me move the clock, you scumbag.
You're not even under oath. Let me go to some of the phone calls. Let's start at the top. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, good morning. You're on the air. I'm under oath. What do you got, Jeff?
Hey, speaking of Bubba, I don't know if you can speak about this. Was that your biggest accomplishment, was getting Bubba booted off the station and you taking the number one spot?
No, I had nothing to do with that. That was an... all right, enough of you. Yes. That decision was made without me. And, I know the story is that I conspired to have that done, but under oath, none of that is true. I got a meeting one day, and they said, this is what's happening, this is what we want to do, and I was like, okay, and then it happened in like a couple of days later. So there was no conspiring, and I don't consider getting anybody in my career fired as an accomplishment. It's one of the worst things to happen to people in radio. In any job, it's bad, but sometimes in radio, it happens when you're not expecting it, and I'm not proud of any of those moments.
They literally do it on a Friday, so you can't make a mess.
Shoot the place up.
Right.
Or, do anything on air. Or,
Or Thursday if you're not going to be there the next day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Carmen. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, good morning. You're on the mic. How's the show? What's up, Kurt?
Oh, you loved me.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, buddy? What do we got?
Good. Among the people on this show, you got to marry one, you got to F one, and you got to kill one.
Hot.
Yeah, I get you. I would, I would F Carmen. I think we got that one nailed.
Hey.
I would marry.
Liar.
I would marry Joe.
Yes.
Yes.
And I would kill Spanish.
That's not true. Yeah. I don't believe that. Nope.
Well, because I can't marry Joe and then have you around all the time. I just need to kill you.
Plus, who's going to help you once his Alzheimer's kicks in?
I
would have guessed that.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and if you marry Joe, you'll be a widow soon, so it's fine.
Yeah. Right. And I'm the heir to all his great treasures he's buried in the backyard at the pergola.
And you never have to buy him clothes because you can just give him all of Joey's hand-me-downs except for the rest of his life.
He's too big now.
Those days are gone.
Here's one from the DM. It says, how did Mike really feel about the Cowhead Committee? Did you think they were like marks, listeners, or actual friends?
No. Listen, when we first started the show, there was a guest that was scheduled. I don't remember who it was going to be, and I didn't want to talk to that guest, so I figured I'd go to the listeners and find out if they wanted to have that guest on. And I realized we had a bunch of listeners who had been there through my station changes from back in 1010. It was How You Doing, a bunch of guys that had nicknames. Spicoli was there at the time, Iverson, all these guys. And they were people who knew the show the best. And no, I considered them friends. And a good cross section of what the show audience really wanted, and I appreciated them, and I'm still friends with a lot of those guys to date. So no, that's how I feel about them.
I have another anonymous bone employee.
Uh-huh. Oh.
This person says, "Ask Mike, does he really like Spike, or dislike Spike?"
Anonymous.
Oh, I wonder who that could be. No. I think Spike is a nice person. No. I think he's cool. All right, let me rephrase it. I think he's very cool. I do like him. I think he's an idiot for trying to announce me at that gig, but I think his intentions were good.
Hairy.
And I think he's great on SBK show. Yes, I like Spike.
I have one from the DMs. One of the Erics wants to know who's your least favorite personality at CMG and why.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't say me, he added.
No, it's not you. I don't like JR.
Is your least favorite, though?
And they said CMG, so it doesn't have to necessarily be the bone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like he adds to the show, and I don't feel like he's gotten any better, and also, he's a little douchey. But I've been pretty honest about that from the start. So there you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you understand how liberating that is to be able to just say whatever you want to say? And everybody should live their life like that. Like, I wouldn't come out and be like, yeah, I don't like you, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if somebody asks me, I don't care. I'll just say whatever I want.
Galvin's
like that.
Galvin's great at that. Yeah. one of the other Erics wanted to know, when was a moment that you were the most proud of me?
Of you?
Yeah.
I know the first super proud moment was the punch out.
Yep. Oh, that was a good moment.
And you got a hug.
Yeah. I mean, you were great. I was so super proud of you at the punch out for winning like a champion. It was very good. But you've had a couple of moments.
The other Eric wants to know the most disappointed you've been in Spanish.
That didn't come up. I didn't see it. It's right here. Your phone is right there.
He sent it to us.
Monday through Thursday, most weeks. Yeah.
This is from Kurt, and I think this really... Kurt, I got to tell you, this is going to take a turn because of today and how it's been. If Mike's wife leaves him, is he going after Carmen's tacos and guacamole?
Because I had a dream about Carmen last night, yes. But the truth is, the reality of it is that Carmen and I get along really well, and I love her like a sister-daughter, and I can't imagine her ever being attracted to me sexually in any capacity. We've never had that weird heat. Like, Dinah was always like, yo, what's up? Let's do it. You know, joking around. Carmen and I have just always been friends.
I just want to snuggle.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that. I'm all down with that.
And eat tacos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need so many tacos.
I totally eat your guacamole. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Nick. Nick, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. I am under oath. What do you got, Nick?
Hey, Mike. Good morning. This is kind of a boring question, but considering that you're a guy who's done well for himself, I was always just curious, like, how do you... Like, what do you do with your money? How do you invest your money? Like, what do you have your money in?
Nothing great. I have a 401k. I have some stocks. I have some special savings accounts. Very, very conservative things so that I don't lose anything.
When we have our Jeremiahs, that's when things change.
Oh, mama.
Yeah. So, I do have a bunch of cash that I want to invest into something. I just don't know what that is yet. You know what I mean? But... appreciate you for letting me put all my finances out there. Jeremiah's, by the way, will no longer franchise in Florida right now. Not no longer, but not right now. So I don't know what the holdup is. But
we have to go rogue and create our own thing.
Yeah, Larry Myers. Yeah.
I have one from a DM here from TJ. He says, does Mike really hate Brett from Roger and JP, or is that just a joking thing?
It is 100% a joking thing. I think Brett is super talented. And I think he does a great job on that show, although his face bugs me sometimes. Like, when I hear him doing me, I laugh at it and all that stuff, and I pretend I hate him, and then I'm like, he's really talented, I like him. But then I see his face, and he looks like Gru's little brother, and I do want to kind of elbow him in his nose. That's the truth.
All right.
Let's go to Corey. Corey, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. I am under oath. What do you got, Corey?
Oh
man. Good, good. Glad. I knew that was going to be a bad one. Cody, let's go to Cody. Hi, Cody. What are you?
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning. So, Mr. Mike Calta, so you're a very successful, you know, well-spoken man, and I feel like you can recognize when someone is educated, or at least sounds educated, just by having a simple conversation with them. Am I right?
Maybe. Go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. So, my question is, between Galvin, Gio, Spanish, and Papap, who do you think has the least successful, least intelligent wife, girlfriend?
Who has the least intelligent girlfriend? I don't know that. I don't know that I'd know the answer to that, sir. The only one whose wife I really know well is Galvin's, and she's intelligent.
Wife is a teacher.
Yeah, yeah. I've hung out with her a couple of times, but she seems pretty intelligent.
She graduated like top five in our class.
Yeah, but she married you, so that drops her down.
That's what I was going to say about Zoe. True. I would say the answer is probably Zoe because she's with Joe, and there's nothing to gain out of that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So,
I mean zero. Nothing to gain.
I don't know.
So last time you said Zoe was the least attractive. Now you're saying that Zoe is the least attractive.
Oh!
Cody.
Joe is beat up. You're going to get Joe beat up.
Cody, I'm just going to leave this line open. You can just stay on for the rest of the show.
Cody, call anytime you want.
Thanks for ruining my weekend, Cody. Yeah. Love you.
Hey, Cody. Good job.
Oh, my God.
Dumb and ugly. No way to go through life.
That sucks.
She's going to be great in Vegas. Let's go to Crazy Patty.
Oh, boy.
All right. And then the lines are open, by the way, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. You don't need to pre-screen it and tell them what your question is. Just tell them what you're, that you're on hold and you're calling for under oath, and Carmen will put you on hold. What do you got, Patty?
Hi. Hi, baby. Mike, I'm sending...
Are you auto-tuned?
Would... What?
Go ahead.
Would Amanda let me give you a full body massage with a happy ending and with French kisses, please?
Ooh, she said absolutely not. I'm so sorry, Patty, because I was really looking forward to that for a second.
That's too bad.
Darn it.
Okay. Well, how about just a kiss on the back of the neck, please?
She said no. She said happy ending, yes. French kisses, no.
Patty, I have a question for you. Does this sound like a dial tone?
In a weak moment, I might let Patty do a happy ending.
Oh,
definitely not
what?
French kisses.
Watch out. This one I think is pretty obvious, but Billy wanted to ask this one. He said, if Mike could only save one, and the one he saves has to spend the rest of his life with whoever he saves, Carmen or Amanda?
Amanda, my wife?
Yeah.
Oh, my wife.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
I get it. I understand.
Mean, I know you're not upset, Carmen, but yeah. I mean, I didn't marry her. That's the plan for the rest
right,
of my life.
Yeah.
Thanks. Let's go to Joe. Joe, good morning. You're on the air. I'm under oath. What do you got, Joe?
So when Bone TV went down a month ago for an extended period of time,
yeah,
what really happened?
There was a problem with our master server. I don't know if that's the right thing. I'm not a computer guy, and it screwed up our whole computer system throughout the company, and it took them some time to rebuild it, and that's what really happened.
So you guys weren't ransomware at all?
Yeah, there was an issue that we had there. I don't know all the details, so I can't speak to it as far as well, but that was part of it, yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right. I mean, look, I'm not, it's no secret. It was in the news that day, you know what I mean?
Right.
But what the reason was here is because of whatever the result of that was, whether it was protection or anything else, is that we had to rebuild our system, and it took some time to do that. So, all good now. Oh, man, the phone line just blew up.
One from Twitter real quick, because it's been a little bit of time, but this guy wants to know, how much did Spanish leaving you at the concert affect your personal relationship? Like now there's been time and stuff. Is that still, when like something comes up and your Spanish is like, yeah, meet me here, are you like, that AWOL Nation
thing? I don't listen to AWOL Nation anymore as a result of it.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be honest, I hated Spanish's face that day. But, you know me, it lasts like for a day, and
right.
He realized he screwed up. And
I did. I was young then. I did a lot of dumb stuff then.
And I was like, you know what, screw him.
Yeah.
But that, it was over the next day.
Yeah.
If you asked me, I couldn't think of it now, but I'm trying to think of the longest I've been mad at anybody and for why here on the show. And
I remember waking up that next day because you left the concert, and I wasn't sure if you were mad at me or not because you didn't say anything. And then
you were sure.
The next day on Twitter, you posted something about the show, and then guess why Spanish is a dick. And I went, oh, my God, this is going to be rough going into work today.
Yeah, it's tough.
But it's true.
Question from me.
Oh.
Ooh, Galvin.
Mike Kelta.
I know you.
Did you bring Gio on specifically to replace Spanish eventually?
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
Not specifically, but definitely as a backup.
Okay.
No, Gio is a good free agent that was just floating out there, and I was like, if we're going to use this guy, let's use him for something good, and we were lucky enough to steal him.
And you figured you could get rid of me, pay Gio full-time, and I would just hang out because I like you so much. I'll take out your trash and just be part of things, be part of the house.
Spanish is the executive producer of the show, without a doubt. Gio is also a producer, and he is the main guest booker, so we have a good system working here. And nobody treats anybody differently, you know what I mean? I mean, no one's made fun of more or yelled at more than me on this show. So.
Here's an interesting one from Eric on Twitter.
Another Eric.
Under oath, there seems to be a disconnect between Mike and Drew. They rarely talk about each other or support each other's events, i.e. Drew and John are going to Janice instead of going to Mike's birthday party. What happened between them?
I mean, those guys must really love those bands of Janice. I don't know. Under oath, There is a little tension, but I part of that is incorrect. I do 100% support their show and their work here at the station, and that will never change. But there is a little tension there.
Is there tension with your wife and Drew?
No. I don't know. She's probably still mad at that one time where he didn't come over. If you ask her under oath, probably get that, yeah.
I have an under oath from somebody who just DM'd me. Their question is, Mike, why haven't you fired Pat Pap?
Oh, wait.
Sign Galvin.
Sign.
No. Yeah. It's okay. Funny. Who is that from, Spanish? Can you say the name, just the first name?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you, Galvin. I'm looking at my blank phone right now. Wow. I just wanted to know.
That is confirmed.
Wow. I just wanted to know.
It's interesting because Jake just DM'd me and said, wow. Does Joe bring any value to the team? If so, please explain.
Joe, eat too, Brute?
I love you, Joe.
This will give me a good opportunity to defend you, Joe.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. It's all right. I'm here to take it.
I think there's a couple of things I need to address. First of all, thank you for always thinking that I could hire and fire everybody on the radio station. People are always like, people got mad the other day and they were like, why don't you just give the after show to whatever? I don't give anybody the after show. I have no. I am in charge of 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Give the after show to somebody.
I can tell you.
Hold on. Since you're under oath, I'm going to go under oath here for a second.
All right.
You use that to your ability. I don't have any say. I have all the say. It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Trust me. If you went in to John and Keith and said, listen, we got to do something with the after show. This isn't working. We got to figure this out, whatever. They would be jumping to change things and do stuff.
I'm telling you
100%.
Right now,
you know that, though,
okay,
right?
As the person who hosts the after show, I absolutely hate it. We should get rid of
you,
it.
You endorse Mike making changes?
I endorse Mike giving it to somebody else.
Here's the thing. I talked about yesterday on whether or not the after show should be the first break that we take on the show is a half hour long. It's nonstop 30 minutes of us just talking, and sometimes it's some of the funniest stuff, and 90% of our audience doesn't hear it because it's 6 o'clock in the morning. So I propose that instead of replaying news, we take that first break and put it on there and see what people thought about that. And I just kind of randomly said that, and then Carmen put up a poll, and I got a bunch of emails, and people overwhelmingly would like to hear that first break because they don't hear it. But a lot of people still wanted to hear news. So I think we make news available online so people can download that and listen to it whenever they want.
It has been for quite some time.
And then for the after show, we just play that first break or, you know, and then something else.
And, it's the first break and then the starting of news is how I did it yesterday. I have some requests to also just basically do the first break and then Sporkle. Because people missed it, so
Sporkle's kind of dope.
People love Sporkle.
People do know,
but that's just it's, so. It's
especially on a day like today when there was an incredible comeback victory from one of the players. They had only one and came back to win the game.
It's the least creative thing we do.
You'll have those golf balls tomorrow.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
So yeah, but I'm talking about outside of that. I mean, people treat me like I can go in there and be like, you know, I think Drew's time has come. We should let him go. And they're going to be like, all right, we'll fire him Tuesday. There's no way. There's no one in the world. I could be mad at Johnny B and go in there and start screaming my head off. And they'd be like, hey, stupid, go worry about your show. I mean, that's the truth. I could weigh in my opinion, but it's not as strong as you think it is. Pap in this situation is because we're here in the studio, his powers are diminished because he doesn't have the equipment that he needs. So
you're saying he should be here at Bone TV?
Yep.
Well,
all the equipment's here.
He can be, but then there's no cameras here. Yeah. So then what you have is Bone TV is Carmen and Galvin, and that's it. If that's what everybody wants, then we do it that way. But the smart thing would be for Cox to say, okay, here's $5,000, put new cameras in the studio so that we could shoot it and we could have you guys, those guys, and everybody good. Or just let Galvin and Carmen go there every day, like the smart decision would be. But they want to sit here and fight over reasons that I can't understand. And I'm not into fighting anymore. I'm just letting it go the way it's going. So Joe has a purpose here, and his purpose has been diminished by the fact that he's without equipment. That's the truth. But I think in the last year, the personality of Joe has stepped up more as a personality on the show than ever before, and I think that that's where he really shines as well. I mean, we're talking about a guy who had his own TV show on Public Access before Public Access was cool. You know what I mean? You were doing the internet shows before the internet.
Yes.
I'm not stupid. I know when a guy adds to a show and when he doesn't. And we do stuff off the air, too. So,
here is a good one from Jacob on the DM. He says, under oath, if Gio and Carmen got into a huge fight and both of them said they would quit unless you got rid of the other one, which one would you keep?
If both of them put me in a position where they'd say, you can only have one of us because we had a fight, I'd fire both of them.
No, you can only keep one.
Well, I mean,
this is like the fire. You have to. They both say, listen, I can't work with her. I can't work with him. So you have to decide who would you keep.
Gee, it's not a good day for you today. I didn't have a dream about
I
know. You.
I love you. I'll hold your hand. I smell like tacos.
I know how you feel.
National Guacamole Day.
She called you boss.
Well, yeah, Daddy.
Man, that's uncomfortable.
Sorry, Gio.
I'm not mad at you. Yeah. I'm not mad. Like, you know.
It's you call me Daddy.
It's business, not personal.
I've heard that before.
Actually, it's personal, not business.
All right, let's rip through these last thing of phone calls, and then if you guys have any inside questions, we'll do that, and then we'll wrap this up. Tony, go ahead. You're on the mic. How's the show? What's up, Tony?
Hey, I'm drawing a blank, but Astadon's son is your grandson? I mean, godson?
Who?
Ask the Don.
Oh, Don. Oh. Well, kind of. Like, we didn't go and dip his head in the water. He had a godfather, and then they got rid of that godfather and unofficially made us the godparents.
Okay, so have you ever been to any of his games?
No.
Why? That's your godson, and he invites you all the time.
Yeah.
And you never go.
No, I'm not going to. I didn't even like it when my kid played baseball. I'm not going to watch somebody else's kid play baseball.
So I take it then Don's really not your friend then?
No, Dom is definitely my friend. I consider Dom one of my better friends.
So you don't
want to watch his kid play baseball.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't expect him to show up and watch my son play football.
All right, I guess we got different opinions. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Little League is a real drag. It's not your kid.
Yeah.
It doesn't anything with people's kids.
We work early, man.
Yeah. That kid's good, too, and I don't want to watch. Oh, when he's on the Yankees, I'll go see him all the time.
Yeah, just text me the highlights after that.
John, go ahead. What's up, John?
Hey, this is John. I met you a few years ago through a mutual friend, Crazy Eye Tommy, who used to work for Budweiser. And I was just curious if you ever knew what happened to him. I lost touch with him, and I haven't heard from him or seen him in forever.
Crazy Eye Tommy does not work for Budweiser. Last I talked, I think he worked for a fence company. I'm not 100% sure.
Didn't he try and open a bar? Wasn't he opening a bar with his girl?
He did open a bar with a hotel. She ended up passing away.
Yeah, she passed away.
From cancer.
Terrible.
But I ever since Alyssa died, I never heard or seen from Tommy again.
Me either, and it's unfortunate because we play in Sarasota a lot, and I'm always hoping that he'll show up to see us play. What a great guy. I love Crazy Eye Tommy.
Yeah, he's great.
He was one of the sweetest, most dedicated guys to this show, and I would to this day do anything for him if he needed it. So, yeah, I hope this gets back to him because you and I both, sir, would like to see more of Crazy Eye Tommy.
Absolutely, and I always listen to you guys every morning. You guys are great. Have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. All right, Jeff, go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Mike, were you surprised that MJ came back to this area, and have you talked to him since he's come back?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised because I didn't think that he had any desire to do that. And, I have talked to him a lot since he's been back. I happen to like him. He was mean to me when I was a kid. When he was a superstar and I was just getting in radio, he was kind of a dick. But over the years, he has softened up, and I have grown up, and we actually have a pretty good relationship. I think he's a good dude.
Okay, great.
All right, pal. Rich, go ahead.
Not to ask you back-to-back MJ questions, but 10 years from now, do you see yourself transitioning to, like, a political talk show, or are you going to keep the same format? And then also, I love hearing you. When are you going to take your weight loss journey seriously, or it is what it is?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm seriously on Monday going to go on some sort of diet. But
I would wait till after Vegas, right?
No, I'm going to do it before Vegas. Yeah, I'll drink in Vegas, but I can't go crazy with food. And then the other thing was, what was the other question?
Oh, sorry, I let him go.
What was the first question? It was an MJ thing, yeah?
Was it a political talk show?
Yeah. Would you do political?
No. Here's the thing, and they have asked me to do that before. Political talk shows only work when you take one side. When I can come on the air and be like, Joe Biden sucks, liberals suck, Democrats suck. And then they love you. And then you get on the air and you say, conservatives are morons, they're all fat, rich idiots, and then the other guys love you. But if you get on there and try to make common sense and be in the middle of the road and just say things the way they are, you split the audience and half of them hate you and half of them like you, and you never get any ratings. So I can never make that successful because I can't fall in love with either group. So, no, I'm not doing that. Brian, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, good morning. Hey, whatever happened to Brentley, and would you ever have him back on the show to talk about how things ended?
Brent sadly passed away, sir. He and I did talk, and we had made up after he left the show, and you know, was in touch with him. But a couple of years ago, he passed away. So no, terrible. He's not coming back on the show. Thank you, Bryant. Was that Bryant?
Yeah, it was Bryant.
Bill, last call, and then if there's anything else in the room, we need to tie up. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I just was curious. I had gotten out of the truck and got back in, and when I got back in, you were explaining that you didn't have anything to do with getting somebody fired. It was just something that happened. And I was just curious what y'all were talking about there.
I don't remember. Thanks, sir. Under oath, I do remember. I'm just not going to repeat it.
I have one for you that was pretty good on DM. He said, put the shows in what time slots you think they should be in. If you could rearrange the shows on the bone in what you would put different time slots.
The new lineup coming Monday.
Oh, man. I don't know how much I would change because it works the way it is. I mean, where I would keep us, obviously, in the morning, and I'd get rid of the after show.
Yes.
I'd keep Roger and JP on in the middays. I think they're a perfect midday show. Drew's has years of success in afternoon drive. And then SBK probably wants to be in a different time slot, but I think it works so well at night because it's such a fun kind of talk about anything, do anything kind of show. And I think it's the kind of show that you want to either have a drink to or lay in bed and listen to as opposed to being stuck in traffic, you know? And then Johnny B's a night show. I mean, that's, I don't know, man. I don't think I would change anything.
All cylinders. This is from Anonymous, somebody who works at the station.
Mm-hmm.
What do you really think about Migs and Swig and their show?
Oh, the show's awful. The show's awful. I keep telling Migs all the time. I'm half kidding. I keep telling him all the time. Well, here's what I think is that Don Migs is a successful music producer and a longtime musician. He is super rich because he's married to the DeBartolo family. Ben Swig was rich already and got richer when he married into the DeBartolo family. So now, as a result of it, they're all super rich people. And I'm talking about billionaire rich, okay? And they're some of the most humble people that you'll ever meet. Like, they're never like, oh, come look at this and this. I know of people who have way less money who are way more show-off. They are not those people. But they do, because of their experiences in life and their connections, they do have a tremendous amount of life experience that I find very interesting. So when they talk about it, I'm glued to the radio. I heard a guy call the show one day after Don was talking about an experience he had, and he goes, and because Don goes, I don't want to brag, but I was hanging out with Mick Fleetwood, and we were doing this, and this guy's like, I don't consider that bragging. That's your life. That's how it is. And I tell Migs all the time, and Ben, talk more about that, about the things that you guys get to do that most people don't, and because the way you deliver it, it sounds humble, it's interesting, and also I told him, I go, look at the number one show on television, on cable television, is the Kardashians, and why do we like them? Because they're beautiful and they get to do things that more normal people don't get to do, but we like watching that. It's a fantasy type show. So, and they're also tremendous when it comes to charities and stuff like that, so they balance it out really well. So, yeah, I do like those guys.
So to break it down, you told them be more interesting.
I told him stick with what works. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Okay.
Here's one.
Okay.
What does Mike wish he could? Oh wait. What does Mike wish each person on the show was better at?
Ooh. Okay. I wish Spanish was more assertive. I wish Gio could spend more time here.
Thank you.
I wish Carmen used her. I wish Carmen did more, not because she's not doing enough.
What do you mean?
No, hold on, I'll tell you.
I do half of my job. I do all of my job. I do some of Spanish's and Joey's.
Let me finish. I wish Carmen would do more with her with her celebrity. Like, Carmen is pretty and she's well known. I wish she would do more of, like, go out to events and do all that
she
kind of stuff.
She can't. She's too busy doing my job.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
That's what I would want more out of Carmen. Less of her doing best of and more of her being a physical representation of the show. And I wish Joe did video.
Hmm.
Oh, I wish Galvin was a little bit nicer. Not a lot. But
not
maybe
a lot.
Just a little. Just a little bit.
Serious.
Not a lot nicer.
Gross.
You yell a lot.
Is that it?
I have a couple of questions.
All right, let's go. Let's
I have three questions. I'll shoot through them real quick.
Take your time.
One is, were you told to be nice to Hoppy?
No.
Okay.
I like Hoppy.
Okay.
Hoppy reminds me of young, chubby Mike out there wanting to be in radio really bad. So I'm trying to help him and appreciate him as much as I can.
Then another question. When the show is on break and has a replacement host, do you, Mike, ever call in to chat because the live show is a train wreck and you're trying to save it?
I don't think I have done that, but it has crossed my mind. Yes.
Okay. And then the last one was a text message. It is when we are ending the show and Galvin plays the ending. Does it bother you sometimes when he cuts you off with the closer music?
Never. He's running the board. He's got to watch the clock. Lord knows I don't watch the clock. We've been talking for 45 minutes straight here without a commercial break. So.
Just so that person is aware, I struggle over that because we're in the middle of something and I'm like, I say to Carmen, I go, I gotta press this. Because then they lose a lot of money, you know, because if the commercials aren't in by a certain time,
right.
lose money, and I'm like, oh, we gotta do it. And I go, be in it.
Yeah,
I'm so glad the question wasn't, do I get upset when you do it, Gavin? Because it does bother me, but I know you love doing it.
Oh, yeah, I do it on purpose.
I hate it.
Bother you.
Well,
you're in the middle of one of your boring stories.
They can't all be winners.
I think this one has to do with, like, Best of the Bay. Who is the real up-and-comer on the bone, and who is going nowhere?
Oh. Mike Olivero is the up-and-comer.
Oh.
Wow.
This is crap.
Well, I mean, I don't consider you an up-and-comer. You're already well-established.
8 years or something.
Yeah. That's its weird category. Mike Olivero is the up-and-comer, and...
Who's going nowhere?
I'm not afraid to say it. I'm just trying to think of who it is.
Got Spanish, Carmen, Will, Spike.
Why didn't my first
SBK.
Show?
Your first listener.
JR is going nowhere.
JR? Was he nominated? I don't know whether it was.
No, I don't think it was.
No, it was just
nominated.
In general. Yeah.
All right.
Anything else?
What's your favorite cereal?
Oh.
Dude, good question.
Listen, I think I can save Joe from this with the final one. This is from Kenny. He says, last one. Butt stuff?
Yeah!
Giving or receiving?
Brought it back around.
You have to find out when you get there.
Yeah.
Oh, pig roast.
Carmen, I'm available.
Oh, what's up?
Uh-huh. That was in our dream.
Oh, okay.
We talked about it.
Listen.
But hold on, I gotta say it gently. We talked about it, but not that stuff. We talked about. Can you see me on the camera?
Yeah.
We talked about.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really?
What Carmen likes.
Yeah. And I was in 100%.
Thank you.
No guacamole.
Person, you know, it's nice to know that someone would do it, even though the person that I'm with.
Oh.
Wait, the shower.
Isn't a fan.
Get in the shower,
Carmen. Don't even get in the shower. I'm gonna give you a couple of those natty ice. vodka things.
Yeah.
I'm going to tear it up.
Pour them on you. A little strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry lemonade.
Up. Don't give her too many because fire-ia.
No, but also.
I mean, Mamma mia.
Might pucker it up a little bit. Strawberry lemonade.
Got a bag of pizza rolls.
You don't want to go too crazy.
We went through 100 phone calls. Your questions, DMs, and all that, I think we came out pretty good on the other end.
Yeah.
It wasn't so
I got to tell you, if we don't take a break, I'm about to play the outro. We are really late now.
All right, take a break, and when we come back, we'll give an opportunity for you to win tickets to the tailgate this Sunday, but we will have to take a little bit of a break here because we went on the...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.